Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. So glad that you are here. You know my name is Scott McKenzie because you're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast. And once again, we are broadcasting live. Well, sort of live. From the IoT Solutions World Congress here in wonderful Barcelona, Spain. We got people walking by looking at the name of Industrial Talk. Of course they should. And it's brought to you by the wonderful people at Industrial Internet Consortium. That's iiconsortium.org. And you're saying to yourself, Scott, hey, how come I need to go connect with those folks? You need to know more about IoT. You need to know a lot about blockchain. You need to know about security. You need to know everything that's associated with Industry 4.0 because it's impacting your life whether you like it or not. Find out more. It's all free. No friction. That's iiconsortium.org. Download, find out more. They're helpful people. They are dedicated to your success. Okay, we've got a great interview. It's logistics. So you logistics people, listen up. His name is Alejandro Gutierrez. He is the chief strategy officer with an incredible company called Console Freight. And you know what they're doing? They're thinking outside the box. They're using, blockchain. That's right. Blockchain technology to improve their service and their solutions for freight forwarding and all that good stuff. So, Alejandro, thank you very much for joining.
Thank you very much, Scott, for having me here.
Oh, I like that. Having a good Congress?
Fantastic.
What makes it great for you?
Well, I think actually to get some exposure and see what other people are doing. Particularly for us, it's really important just we need to find the right partners as well for our solutions.
Yeah.
So, and this is the perfect place for us to just
It's really interesting when we start talking about IoT and blockchain and AI and all that stuff. Alone, they can't stand alone. There has to be this cooperation, this collaboration on coming up with solutions that will benefit your company and other companies as a whole.
Yeah.
And that's what's so beautiful about an event like this. You do find people are saying, hey, I can't do it alone, but I do need your help. I need your service. I need your solutions. So the listeners need to know a little bit about who you are, where you come from, and what you're all about. So give us a little background.
So my name is Alejandro Gutierrez. I'm a supply chain
specialist. So, of course, I just want to just interrupt you real quick. I said Gutierrez. He said it with a sense of spark and pizzazz. I said it like, oh my gosh. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
No worries. No worries. Yeah. You're welcome.
And he's got a heck of a beard like that too. There you go.
Yeah, so supply chain specialist. Have done a lot of consultancy in the supply chain space, in transformational business. And at some point I decided to just move from the dark side. Just come into the industry.
Come into the industry. Stop working, being that consultant or whatever you want to call it, transformational guy.
Exactly. And I always had a passion for freight forwarding. My dad is a freight forwarder.
Let's define freight forwarding. What do you mean by that for the listeners who don't know?
They're that third party that are helping shippers and consignees to be able to operationally just do transactions. That's probably the way that I will define freight forwarders.
Got it.
So we had a passion, and with some other guys, we get together, and we're trying to digitize freight forwarders. A reason behind? Well, because freight forward industry actually is under a lot of pressure. From one side, there is a lot of digital big freight forwarders like the guys from Flexport that just raised $1 billion at the beginning of the year.
Holy shnikey.
Yeah, it's insane.
That's with a B.
Yeah. And on the other side, the big carriers are actually starting to get more and more interested in the freight forwarding industry. And an example of this is the guys from CGM CMA. They actually bought Siva Logistics.
No kidding, really?
No, they are. They are.
More than a few dollars there, I would imagine. Man, that's a heck of a big company.
It's a heck of a big company. they understand now that being closer to actually to the end user, that is the shippers and the consignees, will prove beneficial for them, right?
You have to. Here's a little reality here. When this particular conference started 5 years ago, it was really a technically driven sort of, confab of people who are just saying, I think there's something here, we can do it. And now they've recognized that, we've proven technology is going to work. Now it has to benefit the and remove pain and provide solutions for the end user. And that's why you're getting closer to the customer.
Indeed, indeed. For us specifically, we want to actually just provide freight forwarders with different revenue streams, right? We want the freight forwarder role to just change completely. And that's exactly what we're doing actually with our proof of concept that is called Trade Forward. So what are we trying to do? We're trying to...
It's called Straight?
Trade.
Trade Forward.
Trade
Got
forward.
It. Continue.
So basically, what we're trying to do with this proof of concept, we are trying to redistribute the risk associated in trade finance. And how are we going to be doing that?
Okay.
So at the moment, actually, the way that trade finance works is that the banks are the centerpiece, and the banks are doing a risk assessment, taking into consideration the parties involved into that transaction.
Okay.
What happens with that? There are a lot of SMEs companies, and there are a lot of...
I have to interrupt for the listeners. SME, what does that stand for?
Small and medium enterprises.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Continue.
So when these companies actually are trying to apply for finance or financing those operations, they don't actually comply with that risk assessment.
Yep.
Leaving a market of $1.6 trillion. $1.6 trillion.
That the banks won't serve.
Yeah, they won't. And it's not the bank's fault, right? It's just the fact
The banks are saying, here, tell me this. Oh, I can't because you don't comply with this check mark right there.
Exactly.
And that's just the way the industry is.
Exactly. So what we say is how can we improve this, right? And what we decide is they take letters of credit out of the process. Let's take the banks out of the centerpiece.
Yeah.
Let's put the freight forwarders, that are the guys that are there in the ground,
right,
that they touch the cargo every day. They are the experts doing this. And let's integrate some technology. So in that case, the risk is actually minimized and it's mitigated.
Right.
Because you
wrap it in a technology solution. Yeah.
Exactly. So
with transparency, clarity, and all that good stuff.
Exactly. So that's basically what we're doing. So, and as you mentioned, and it's really interesting because for this to happen, it's a collaboration of every single one of these entities: the insurance companies, the freight forwarders, the shippers, the banks. And that's one of the things that we want to just try to achieve.
So let's draw this picture. So you've removed sort of the bank. The banks need to be a part of it. But you're saying, hey, I'm going to create, and we've had conversations on blockchain, but you're going to create a technology that a bank can join, an insurance can join, and you're just, you're creating these nodes.
Indeed.
That people, and then that just streamlines the transaction capability also to the customer level.
Exactly. So what we want to do with this is, let's try to generate financial inclusion, because you are going to be servicing that 1.6 trillion market. But not just that, let's also generate some technology inclusion, right? Because the freight forwarders need this. And not just the freight forwarders, the insurance companies, they need this.
They do.
Banks, they need this. When you start thinking about blockchain and who is actually tapping into the blockchain market, you will realize they are the big boys. But we always tend to forget, hey, there are some banks that are not that big, and they need some support, and they need some help to actually just come into the party, same with the insurance companies. And let's not just say that for the freight forwarders, because the freight forwarders are the ones that are just like left behind. Unless you're a big freight forwarder, probably you don't have much chance to actually just come into the digitization of processes.
See, what's interesting, what I hear you saying there, is you're removing... You're moving transactional friction. You're making it easier. You're opening up untapped capital that is just saying, I can't play in this market. But when you say 1.6 trillion, that just sort of, that's not peanuts.
No, it's not.
That's opportunity.
Yep.
But if you create that structure that allows more to play, it just makes complete sense.
Definitely.
So you're also tapping into a technology that is doable.
Indeed. And that's what actually we did in this proof of concept. Like this proof of concept we're actually presenting today here. And what this proof of concept gave us is actually saying this is doable.
It's all doable.
We can do it.
I mean, really, when you get right down to it from a transactional point of view, it's just moving money.
That's it.
It happens in industry. It happens in the real estate market. It happens everywhere.
Yep.
Just change it from freight forwarding, and that's it.
Exactly. So I think one of the most important components of blockchain right now and these associated technologies to blockchain like IoTs is that at this stage that we are at, finally, we're seeing real applications
yeah.
to these technologies. And that's extremely important, right?
Yeah, because this conference has been around for 5 years, and now I think I've just seen a real significant change taking place where it's not just, hey, this sounds like a great idea, and you know, yeah. I'm at this coffee shop and I'm thinking about it, I think it's great, to really doing it.
Yeah.
You got these test beds, they're proving it out, and then I believe there's an untapped, and it's a messaging issue, it's truly
Indeed.
A messaging issue, where you're saying, hey, this is a viable solution, and then bring it down into a level where it can be communicated and adopted by the masses.
Exactly.
That's huge.
Exactly. And that's a big chunk of our strategy, actually, is actually educate people. I think as blockchain or people involved in blockchain, we have a duty, actually, of educate the masses, as you said.
This goes nowhere. I don't care if you have a cure for cancer, but if you can't get that message out to the individuals that need that cure,
yeah.
it goes nowhere.
Definitely.
And that's what's so important. And I'm going to have another conversation with another individual, and we're going to talk about that communication yeah. and what that's all about, because there's a lot of moving parts here, but the moving parts solving problems. You're yeah. solving a problem.
Definitely. And it's there's
great.
There's not just that. I think there is a big reward for all the parties.
Oh, absolutely.
There is a big reward for all the parties, right? So when you see it, yeah, it's going to be difficult. Nobody's saying that, because making these transformational changes are not easy, but it's doable.
It is doable. So one of the things that I've gained from this is that, first off, the capabilities are constantly improving. Whatever that technology, the capabilities are constantly working and improving. The costs are constantly going down. And so that's a great, you know, perfect storm. If I can get greater capabilities with a reduction in costs, why wouldn't I say yes?
Yeah.
Why definitely. Wouldn't I just go, yeah, I'm all in, baby?
No, and that's true, right? But the point is, there's always that cultural change that is scary for people. Right? People try to be a skeptic, especially
in transportation, freight, and logistics and everything. Change it. This is the way we've done it. We've done it this way forever.
Let's put it this way. The BL, the bill of lading.
Yeah.
Is one of the, is the key point, right, in ocean transportation. It's a document that has been unchanged for probably 400 years.
Easily. So everybody understands a BOL or a lady, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, it's like
exactly.
it's never. Oh,
so
absolutely.
That's kind of a true reflection of the industry that we are playing.
Yeah, no.
Right?
So yeah, you're in a messaging mode.
Indeed, I am.
So with all that, what is it outside of the fact that it opens up the embracing technology to open yeah. up other opportunities and giving more people more opportunities to participate in the yeah. whatever the freight world? What else? How do you see it sort of? I think it's doable, don't get me wrong. So I'm going to say, where do you see the future going?
No, I think the future is bright, right? I think the future is building this ecosystem of different industries, right, collaborating together. Because there is something that blockchain
yeah.
allows us, is just changing those silo type of solutions, allow everybody to have visibility, to be able to cooperate, and to actually be able to make these operations more efficient, more streamlined, and making it better for everybody.
So in the market that we find ourselves in, and you're in the freight, and I've dabbled a lot in the industrial area, I've come to the conclusion that many of the individuals that are in the leadership positions just either need to retire, and so the younger people like you and others who are just, they'll embrace it, they'll see it,
Indeed.
And there's going to be a massive wave
Indeed.
Of that.
Indeed.
Because The old school has got to go, and it's not in a negative sense. It's just you're never going to move forward and realize opportunities if you're not embracing solutions out there. Yeah, it can be scary, but that young individual that's coming up and saying, "There's no way,
yeah.
I'm not going to do that."
Yeah,
you can do it this way.
Definitely. Like, look, and this is something really interesting, right? Because when we're dealing with freight forwarders, you're starting to see younger people just coming into a freight forwarding business, and they say to us, like, "Look. Fact is this, I have now some middle management guys that are my clients, and these guys are used to instant gratification. that is a really interesting concept.
That's it. Interesting.
This concept is basically, I press a button, I don't have much interaction with you, but I know it will happen, and it will happen automatically. So, for example, doing bookings for shipments, these guys that are like a 28, 30-something, they just want to do it straight in the computer. They don't want to pick up the phone.
No.
They don't want to send text messages. They don't want these things that are what the old traditional freight forwarders are used to it. They like that human interaction. They like to be heard. And that's fine. So, as I say, we need to just prepare for that, because probably the last 5 years, still it will still be there, right?
Yeah.
But get ready for when these new generation of people are there, they can just transact and be as efficient as they can as well.
Yeah, that's it. And so for your listeners out there, I think the challenge, what I hear, and I always like to pull out the challenge, is it's just the adoption of something new, something innovative that sounds good, but you also need to have that proof. That's where you're at. You're proving it.
Yeah.
And the conversations I've had with a number of blocks, if you don't have adoption in your blockchain, if you don't have multiple opportunities in there or whatever, the multiple nodes, it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work if you don't have all the parties that need to be involved into a consensus, right? That's a component.
And that's the challenge for you, because you're not just, there's the finance, there's the insurance, there's all of the components, and you need to bring them in, and they need to embrace it. So your messaging has to be even compounded even more.
Indeed.
To say, you guys will benefit from this.
The way that we are trying to just put it out there is like, this is a journey, right? And it's true. It's a transformational journey for everybody involved into it. Fact is, nobody or it's a little bit. Everybody's is skeptical, right?
Oh, God.
Of changing. Of changing.
Oh yeah, big time, man. I'm telling you right now.
Working. So
I'm telling you right now. Well, doggone it! I'm telling you right. I'm having a great time on this conversation, but we're gonna have to wrap it up.
That's it.
All right, you listeners out there. It's Alejandro Gutierrez, Chief Strategy Officer with Consul Freight. Hey, are you active out there on LinkedIn?
Yes, I am.
Okay, reach out to him. You will not be disappointed. He knows what he's talking about. Hey, do you have a football team that you like?
Yeah, of course. My own football team in Colombia, Once Caldas.
You're in Colombia?
I'm from Colombia, yes.
That's why Miami's not so difficult for you to live in.
Yeah, I live in Dublin, actually, so.
No, you live in Dublin.
Yeah.
No, that's right. I'm looking at you going, oh, jeez. Yeah, oh, well. Anyway, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast there, Alejandro. And once again, we're broadcasting from IoT Solutions World Congress. And we're brought to you by those wonderful individuals at the Industrial Internet Consortium. That's iiconsortium.org. You need to go out there. You need to reach out with Alejandro. Go to that iiconsortium.org. Find out more. You need to know about blockchain. You have to understand that. It's going to impact your life. All right. That's about it. How about that?
Thank you very much.
Anyway, thank you again. Be safe, as always. Be bold, be brave. Dare greatly. Change the world. That's what we're all about here. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. We're going to have another great interview right around the corner. And so stay tuned.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.